It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 103 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian, same time, Robichaud.
And we also have
Carl English Tyler.
From?
You know this, Bruce. You ask me this every 13th.
Okay, from Apelio.
Rhode Island. I tell you this every time.
No, from Apelio.
From Apelio.
Right. And Carl is here to talk to everyone today about
Same Time 8.5, which shipped today.
Yeah, and Carl, before we talk about Same Time 8.5, I think we just realized that it's been a long time since you've been on the podcast with us. Maybe like 4 years?
I think it's... Oh, is that the Scooby-Doo music? Oh,
no, sorry. That's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. I think it's been about 100 pounds, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. So,
and actually, Bruce,
what I've just worked out is these podcasts are bad for your health.
Ah.
So basically, every podcast you do, I've put on like a pound.
Perhaps not participating in the podcast with us is bad for your health, Carl.
Listening to them, I'd be much healthier.
Yeah. Do we know what we got ourselves into interviewing Carl about Same Time 8.5?
No, we didn't. Well, you know what?
Some could argue that Same Time has suffered from the same problem.
Interesting segue, Carl.
I thought I'd get you back on track.
Well, you know, I guess just to kind of close out the Wayback Machine segment of the show, in November of 2005, we had a podcast interview with Carl about Notes, or Same Time 6.5.
Wow.
And so now 4 years later, we're talking to Carl again as Same Time 8.5 launches. So, which is, pretty much the same product,
right, Carl? I really need to find something else to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, quite a bit of it's still based on the same core product, really. The IAM community presence stuff is still Domino based, and it's still using the what you could call the Same Time 80X Same Time server in a large extent. But then we've had a lot of other stuff added to Same Time 8.5, in the form of the new meeting center. A new media server, a new proxy server. There's a whole host of new things that have been added to Same Time 8.5.
All right. Well, why don't we start with the client then? So on the client side, you know, we still got this Expeditor client that was from, Same Time 7? Is that when they started using Expeditor?
The Eclipse kind of Expeditor-like client? Yes. It was 7.5 was when they started 7.5. Using it.
And so they still got that, and we still have an embedded version in Notes. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. So Notes since version, 8 of Notes has had an embedded Same Time client available, which is based on the equivalent Same Time Connect client, but has never been the exact same Time Connect client.
Okay. So what's different about 8.5 then?
So with 8.5, you'll actually take your Notes 8.5.1, which currently has in it like a Same Time 8.01 client. And they actually have an installer that you run that will install the new Same Time 8.5 client into Notes 8.5.1. So it will actually update the Same Time client that's running embedded within the Notes client, which is what a lot of people wanted previously, and now they've done that for Same Time 8.5.
Okay, and that's very interesting to probably the admins of the world, because what that potentially means is kind of incremental updates of the Notes client. Perhaps?
I'm not sure if this one can be pushed down, but I think that's the eventual goal, is to be able to push things down in the form of, you know, an update site, things like that. That's always kind of been the intent from the beginning, and that was part of the reasoning why they chose to use Eclipse and Eclipse update sites, is that they were going to be able to push down client updates without having to push down entire clients and things. To be honest, I'm not sure if that's happened with SameTime 8.5, but they're definitely a lot closer to doing that. I'm just not sure they've done it yet.
Okay. Well, the difference between the embedded and the standalone client then, what are you gaining by having standalone?
Well, the difference is that it's, you know, you don't have to be a Notes customer to use the standalone SameTime client. Some people also just like to have their buddy list separate and things. Maybe they're a Outlook shop. Some people like to run it separately because it used to be that the Notes client with SameTime wasn't multi-threaded. So that if you were doing something in the Notes and you had a dialogue open, you couldn't reply to an IAM message, for example. Notes 8.5.1 actually changed that before SameTime 8.5 happened. So that's less of a reason now to use the standalone client. But, I mean, for me, for example, I just prefer having a separate SameTime client that I'm using to the Notes one, so that if Notes crashes, SameTime still works and vice versa.
Well, and plugins, too. Do you have to have the standalone client for the SameTime plugins?
No. So the only difference there is licensing. In that if you're using the Notes IAM entitlement, then obviously you can't use a standalone client because you're not entitled to. If you have a full SameTime Connect client license, then you can obviously use the standalone client and use plugins. And you can also use the full SameTime client in Notes and use SameTime plugins. But if you're just using the Notes IAM entitlement, then you're not licensed to use plugins within SameTime inside Notes. So you have to have a SameTime license to be able to do that. The other sorts of things that are, you know, different in the entitlement is if you're just using Notes IAM entitlement, you're not allowed to connect to any other SameTime community server apart from the one that your community has. So you can't, for example, you know, connect to the external IBM server, which actually most of the time you can't connect to that anyway. But you can't connect to, example, the Bleed Yellow server because you wouldn't be licensed legally to do that. A lot of people do that, and they're not licensed. They just don't realize they're not licensed.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I know that's an option in the Notes preferences.
It's a policy that can be turned on, which then allows it. So it is possible for admins to turn the policy on. But with licensing, you're not licensed to connect to other communities unless you have a full SameTime license.
Interesting.
What about the difference between the standalone client and the embedded client itself from a usability perspective in 8.5, Carl?
Really, they're the same thing. I mean, it's really no different. It's effectively the same code that's running, you know, standalone and running in the server. And that was true with the previous version too. It's just that now the versions are much more in sync with each other and much, much closer with each other.
Okay, well, how about telephony then? If I want to have any telephony extensions, do I have to have the standalone client for that?
You'd have to have a standalone client license, yes, to be able to use telephony embedded in the client.
Okay.
So these are all kind of licensing questions that related to earlier versions and the current version. But to do SameTime telephony, to have telephony status, you would have to have a SameTime standard license to be able to do that. You're not entitled to do that with the, you know, Notes entitlement, the free SameTime license, if you want to call it that.
Okay. Well, and I guess kind of beyond the entitlement questions. If I wanted to have some telephony tie-ins with SameTime, I mean, first of all, is there some new things that I can do with 8.5 that I couldn't do before?
Well, the 8.5 API has been expanded. So previously in SameTime, we had the TCSPI server adapter capability, which meant that you could integrate your SameTime Connect client with telephone solutions and also SameTime web conferencing with telephony solutions. In SameTime 8.5, with the new server, they have a few more options, and also there's a few more options in the client. And the SameTime client now can act as a SIP endpoint. So you can actually use your SameTime client as a video endpoint, for example, to another video system if somebody builds the intermediate layer on the SameTime server. So in theory, what that means there is you're going to be able to have a SameTime client in a video chat with something like a Polycom or a RadVision if somebody has the correct intermediary bridge to connect the two together. So that's new in same time 8.5 is the client capabilities there. The same time 8.5 media server has a lot more capabilities in the area of audio and video and integration with third party as well. Obviously, the third party integration doesn't exist yet, so people are busy working on that. But it does mean that you'll be able to get to that. So, you know, one thing that's important to think about here is that the same time 8.5 server is kind of different to same time 8x or same time 7.5x. There's some big changes here, and actually the telephony that existed in same time 8.0x, if you were using a telephony TCSPI solution in 8.0x, there's no reason why you couldn't use that in 8.5 with the what are called classic same time meetings. So are you both familiar with the changes that have happened in the same time server?
No.
Tell us, Carl.
So I mean, one of the key things here is you know, a lot of the new pretty much all the new capabilities in same time 8.5 are now based on a WebSphere DB2 combination server. So things like the same time meeting server, which people have been seeing screens of and things like that, is now a WebSphere application with a DB2 data store. So what happens in that meeting center is your presence awareness is provided by the same time community server, which is still running on the Domino server. So the media server is a WebSphere server. The proxy server, and I'll explain what each of these things are as we go through in a minute, is now a WebSphere server. So the trend here is that basically all the new stuff for same time is being built on WebSphere. It's no longer being built on Domino. It's using the WebSphere J2EE server stack.
Okay, so really what you're going to do is probably install WebSphere and DB2 on your Domino server, and then you'll be done?
It would be great if it was that easy.
No. Okay.
You're really going to need additional servers. At a minimum, you're going to need at least one more server. And that one more server's got to be a big, hefty server. It's got to be powerful. You're going to need lots of memory, and you're going to need multiple processors. And there's different features that you can install. You obviously don't have to install all of the new same time features, but I think most people, when they play around with this, they're going to want to, because they're going to want to see all these new capabilities. So there's a few things that you go through when you install a same time 8.5 server. And if you were a clean environment, and let's say you had no Domino or same time installed already, basically the first thing really you need to do is you need to have a LDAP server somewhere, because if you're going to use the same time new meeting capabilities, you have to use an LDAP server. So you could use an LDAP server that's being served up by a Domino server, but you can't use a Domino native directory with the new WebSphere same time server. So for some people, that means they're going to require a new box just to have an LDAP server. But I think any customer that's been doing anything like Quikr or same time, IBM forced us to use an LDAP server quite a while ago because it was the only way we could get same time presence across the products. So I think this, for most customers, you know, kind of happened a while back. But for the smaller shops, this is, you know, it potentially could be an expensive upgrade to move to same time 8.5. And it's something, you know, they should work out what features they use of same time and if it's really worth their while to upgrade to same time 8.5, if it fits in with their business requirements and things. Okay. So the first thing you need to do is, obviously, if you make sure you have an LDAP server, and then you're going to need to take one of these hefty boxes and you're going to install DB2. And pretty much you're going to install the DB2 special version that they have for same time, which is DB2 version 9.5. And when I say special version, I mean they've got a modified installer that tries to make it as brain dead as possible. So you're going to run that, and you're going to put in, you know, a DB2 admin name and a DB2 password. You're then going to install what's called a system console. If people know WebSphere, this is basically the integrated system console, just that it's kind of being rebranded as a same-time system console. And this is where you then will create things like deployment plans, where you tell it about the other servers you're going to install. So you've installed DB2. You actually create DB2 database using a batch file. So if you're fairly young, you might not know about batch files, but you're going to know about them by the time you get to the end of a same time 8.5 install, because you use them a few times to do things like start, stop them, and populate some things. But you install the system console, and you then start telling it, you know, the different servers you're going to install. So typically the way most people do this is they install the system console, they then tell it they're going to install a same time community server, which is, you can think of that as the traditional 802 community server, really. This provides the IAM presence, the IAM instant messaging, and the community services for same time. And it also actually provides the what are called same time classic meetings. So these are the same time 802 type meetings where you can schedule them. You can restrict who can access the meetings, and they work through a Java applet in a web browser. So once you've told the system console you're going to install this community server, you then go to a different machine, and you're going to install Lotus Domino, obviously, because you need to install that to run the same time community server. And then when you install the same time community server, it's going to ask you if this is like a standalone install or whether this install is part of a same time 8.5 installation. And when you say it's part of a same time 8.5 installation, you're going to point it back to that system console, the deployment manager server, and it's going to get its settings and everything from that system console. So you then install community server, and that little Domino server, then you can kind of just leave by itself. And basically what you have there is you know, a same time 802 server with an 8.5 label. The thing that's nice about it is it runs on a Domino 8.5 server. And it, you know, it takes up the same kind of amount of memory and things. But that's what the same time connect client is going to connect to do its IAM. And if you do things like chat archiving, that's where you're going to install your same time chat archiving solution. If you do anything with same time bots, if you traditionally put those on your same time server, you'd put them in the same place. So once you've installed that, typically most people will then install the same time proxy server. And the same time proxy server provides the zero download AJAX client. So the zero download AJAX client is kind of a strange name for the server, proxy server. I mean, I think it's a bad name because it makes me think of things tunneling through firewalls and reverse proxies and things like that. But really, this is kind of a HTTP server that serves up an AJAX client. The AJAX client is actually pretty nice. It's built with Dojo. So it's actually fairly easy to tweak and modify. The toolkit is actually fairly powerful. I did a session on it at Collaboration University, and there's some really nice features in that. Things like, you know, if you put the code on a page to use this toolkit, but it notices you're already running the same time rich client in Windows, it's going to use that client to serve up the files and things to the web page. So it does some pretty clever stuff. That proxy server supports approximately, I think it's about 2,000 users. So if you're going to have more than 2,000 AJAX web users, you're going to have to increase the number of those proxy servers that you deploy. But the proxy server basically gives AJAX web client. So no Java applet for the web client for IAM.
Okay, and this is not ST-Lynx either, right?
No, that's right. So this is basically ST-Lynx without the Java applet.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, actually, for customers that like to do web-based support using same time and things, and maybe want to offer this to customers, the web proxy server is a great new server for them because it means they can now put on a web page, you know, same time presence information that takes them to a help desk and not worry about their customer not having the correct version of Java and things like that.
Okay, so also on the side of your page, you could have one of these, you know, chat with a representative links or whatever.
Exactly.
And that would tie right into same time.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Well, what kind of browsers are they going to need for that?
They've actually got really rich support. They've got old versions of Firefox, old versions of IE. It's pretty general. I don't have the table in front of me, but they actually do go back quite a few old versions. A lot of people were surprised by how older versions of Firefox and IE they supported and things. So that's good.
Well, now, is this also the same way that they're supporting the mobile devices, like the iPhone client?
This is actually the exact same server that supports the iPhone client. So the iPhone client is actually a Ajax web-based client. So it's not an it's not an iPhone application. It is a web page. Now, obviously, there are some limitations because of that, which is you're not going to get a notification or anything in your like iPhone app screen if an IM message comes in or anything like that. But it basically you just access it with a web browser, and it is a web page that has chat capabilities and everything in it. And if you actually, I think on my blog a few days ago, I put a link to a post somebody did with a video of the iPhone client. Or just search Google, I think, for same time 850 find iPhone client, and I think you'll find something.
Yeah, well, and to be fair, you know, on the iPhone, one of the limitations for native apps has always been that you can't have something running in the background.
Yeah, the iPhone's just kind of broken in that way.
Right, and plus
and
that, you have...
And that's just so I'm going to get hate mail. I just like saying bad stuff about the iPhone, because guaranteed somebody will send me an email going, yeah, but it looks so nice.
Well, also, you know, based on the distribution model of the iPhone, it actually is a lot easier if you just have this web thing that people can go to and access from their browser, right, well, as opposed to having to download an app.
I mean, the thing is, Apple doesn't control it if you do it this way.
Right.
You know, if you fall out with Apple, then they can turn around and say, "Yeah, we know you had that chat client. We decided to remove it because it was doing something bad."
Even updates too. I mean, it's very, you know, to go through the update process on an application. You know, you can skip the whole App Store.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't have
yeah.
control, you know, of it when you go through the App Store, but
that's right. So the proxy server, you can install this on that same box as the system console with the DB2 and the WAS that's there. Really, I think IBM imagines in the bigger picture is that each of these server components would be on separate physical hardware boxes. Potentially, some of them would be on multiple boxes. But if you have a big box and you just want to play with this, you can do this on like a VMware server with a couple of processors and lots of memory assigned. And that's really not a bad way to go when you first start doing this, because guaranteed you're going to screw something up somewhere. And with VMware and other virtual tools, you can obviously take snapshots and jump back to before you screwed it up.
And I think you covered that on your blog today, which we'll link to.
Yeah, I mentioned that because it really is something that makes life much easier. So then you can either install what's called the media server or the actual meeting server. So the meeting server is the new Same Time 85 Meeting Center. That's, again, a WAS, a WebSphere application server application. And you can install that on the same box if you have enough memory and processor. And this gives you the Same Time Meetings. Now, Same Time Meetings in Same Time 85 are fairly different to Same Time 8.0 and earlier in the way that you schedule them and things. With Same Time 85, you no longer schedule meetings. You create meeting rooms. So if you imagine you've got your own building and you want to have a meeting, you can just build a new room onto that building and go into that room. Now, if you come out of that room, you might decide you want another room, so you build another one. You can just keep building all these different rooms for your own personal usage. So it's different to Same Time previous versions where you could say, I want to have a meeting from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and these are the people that can get into it. You can't do that anymore in Same Time 8.5 unless you use what are called Same Time Classic meetings. So what you can do is, you know, you can put a password on a meeting room, but once you create a meeting room, it exists forever until you delete it.
So this is almost like those little personal web conference URLs you have on Lotus Live?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can have multiples of those.
Okay. Now is it exactly the same, or is it just sort of the same?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a couple of things that you need to be aware of, obviously, with this, which is if you create a meeting room, any chat you have in there, any files you attach, those kinds of things all get stored in that meeting room. If you leave the meeting room, that info is still there. So if you come back in a week, 2 weeks, the info is still there. Now, that's actually a really nice feature, but it's also a feature you need to be really careful of, because if you say, you know, send it to 10 people, this URL, and you don't password protect it, if somebody finds out that URL, they can still go in there in the future to see all that stuff. The other thing you need to be careful of is if you have a new meeting and you decide to reuse that meeting URL, is that there's no info that you left in there from a previous meeting that people shouldn't know about. And the other thing is if you have this meeting URL, unlike same time previous versions where you could end the meeting, if you don't delete this meeting, people could come back in there 2 minutes after you leave it and still get in there, add more files, do more chat or whatever. So it's just something to think of. It's a different kind of model. It's actually a lot like the telephone conferencing model where you have a reservationless conference. And you know how a lot of IBMers sometimes make the mistake when they send out their call-in details for a conference call. They'll sometimes include the moderator code and the passcode. Well, they're their personal moderator and passcode, and those meetings never change. So if you could dial into that meeting number at any time and listen to any conference call that person has going on.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. You forget to hang up, and all of a sudden you find you're on a call about Lotus Connections or something.
That's why they have the doorbell.
Right. Well, if you're already in there, then they don't know.
True.
At least with a same-time meeting room, you can see names and things of people in there. But it does mean that people can kind of lurk around, and if you have a meeting that's attended by a lot of people, you might not spot that name that shouldn't be there. So I think a lot of people are going to find themselves creating meeting rooms, deleting them, and creating new ones if they want to be secure. But it's just the difference in the usage model mm-hmm. with same time previous version. So the one of the things there is that by rights, the same time 8.5 meeting rooms aren't using any resources on the server apart from entries in a DB2 table unless there's actually people in there. Whereas in same time 8 and earlier, every same time meeting that was scheduled and live was using resources on the server, even if people weren't in there. That's no longer the case with same time 8.5.
So, Carl, you know, services like GoToMeeting have integrated VoIP, where mm-hmm. when you send out the URL for the meeting, you can also give them a phone number. Does same time 8.5 have such capabilities?
Well, there's a couple of things here. There's different options. So it's not just a simple yes, no, really. I mean, if you install the media server, which is a separate install that you'd have to do and things, it's a WAS server again, then you do have the ability to use same time's audio codecs to do audio using the PC. Now, if you want to use telephony integration, depending upon the level of telephony integration you want, there's different options you have. Out of the box, same time 8.5 will let you put in call-in information for a conference call. That means you've literally cut and pasted it from your telephony provider, conferencing provider, and pasted it into the dialog box they give you. That doesn't give you things like hang up the phone or see who's talking or anything like that. That just gives the person the ability to see the call-in information. So if you're talking about true telephony integration, then a lot of telephone partners right now are building some of that stuff using the TCSPI application interfaces and things like that. But for PC-to-PC audio, that's in same time 8.5. Now, there are some caveats to this, which is if you're using the web browser meeting client, because, okay, before I go into that, let's explain about there's two different meeting clients in same time 8.5. There's what's called the rich client, which is actually part of the same time connect client, and you have to have a same time connect client to be able to access a meeting room with that rich client. Or you have a web client, which is what you would think that customers would attend the meeting with a web browser. And I think Mary Beth Raven today actually posted a couple of photos comparing them, which looked really nice, but it's a little bit smoke and mirrors because it doesn't tell you what's missing in the web client, so it's kind of slightly misleading. Because there are some things you don't get if you use the web client, and I think a lot of customers, if they use same time with external clients, are going to be very surprised at some of the things they can't do, because they could do them in same time 8.0x and earlier versions, even if the customer sometimes had trouble getting the Java applet to work and things. So let's go through. So the reason why I said that is because of obviously the audio integration. If you're all logged into same time and you're all using a same time rich web meeting client, then you can use the same time audio built into the PC. So you can use like a Skype call where we're doing right now. You can be in a same time meeting room and you can do audio PC to PC in that meeting. Now, if you're a web client, you can't take part in that audio conversation because there's no audio capabilities in the web client. Now, so you think, well, okay, well, maybe I've got telephony conferencing integration in there, so I'm using a telephony conferencing provider integrated into the same time. Unfortunately, the same thing's true. You can do things like have the telephones mute, hang up, things like that in the same time rich client, but in the same time web client, they just get the call-in information. They don't get the ability to mute their phone or hang up their phone or those kinds of things. Now, the other thing, obviously, is you also get video if you've installed the media server capabilities in same-time meetings. And again, it's only if you're using the rich client. So if you're even in presentation mode where you're the presenter using the rich client and you have people attending it using a web client, they're not going to see your video. They're not going to hear your audio. They can see your slides. They can see your screen share. They can see files that you share. They can see the discussion that takes place. But they don't get any audio or video, things like that. There's some differences in the way that screen sharing works between the web client and the rich client. In same time meetings today, you know, everybody's using the same meeting room client, so every user can share their desktop and every user can allow control. With same time 8.5, the rich client user can share their desktop or applications or files, but they can allow other people to take control of their PC. So this is great when you have support issues and you want to help somebody with their PC. Now, what I've done quite a bit with same time 8.0 and earlier was I've sent people URLs saying, go to this meeting, click share desktop and allow control, and then I'll help them with their problems. With same time 8.5 web meeting client, they can share their screen, but they can't allow control if they're using a web client. So there's some differences that, you know.
So how would you have, say, two moderators in a meeting where one needs to, take control, you said, right, Carl?
Yeah. So they'd be able to share their screen, and at that point, actually, the web client will download a small Java applet to be able to share their screen. But they can't say, oh, I'll give you control of my screen. So you can't really use same time in that support mode anymore where you send your parents a URL, and then you can take control of their screen and their machine to fix the problem.
Is that just...
Unless you give them a same-time rich client and a logon and authentication for your server.
So they'd again, have to download the rich client somehow?
Okay. They'd have to download a full same-time connect client.
Okay, interesting. That's a good thing to point out.
And these are the little things that people are going to find that, you know, aren't obvious when you see a screenshot of a comparison. But when you start using it in the real world, you're going, hold on. This doesn't have this option. Oh, yeah, that option isn't in that client, but it's in this one. Yeah, we've got it in this one, but we didn't put it in that one. So there's some things that, you know, I think purely just because of time, haven't made it into 8.5, and hopefully over time they'll get back in there. But they're things that if you use those kinds of features now, you need to be aware of them because you have to think about whether same time 8.5 is a great upgrade for you or whether it's one you maybe just want to hold off on until they get some of these other features.
Carl, before we hopped on the call with Julian here, I think I asked you offline, what would you recommend, say you have you're a small SMB with 200 same-time clients, would this be targeted, would this 8.5 be targeted at that company, or would they have to opt to stay on 802 or for maybe a cloud offering?
The answer really depends, and it depends on what you use same time for. I mean, is this customer primarily using it for IAM? Are they doing same time meetings? Are they doing same time meetings with customers? It really does depend. If you're just using the IAM components, like the Notes IAM entitlement, then if you're running Domino 8.5 servers, it makes sense to upgrade your same time 8.5 IAM component community server to 8.5. Because then you can run it on a Domino 8.5 server. Mm-hmm. If you don't need the new same time meetings, or you know, I'd actually say this: most of your meetings with your external clients, I would actually say consider hosting options for the meeting components.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying just to repeat it, for the people running, you know, the standard chat functionalities of same time, 8.5 is a pretty easy upgrade, right?
Yeah, that pretty much you can install over the top of your existing same time.
Right. So,
and, I mean, the main benefit you get there is it will run on same time 8.5. And the other thing to remember is that there isn't going to be a same time 8.03.
Right.
So
as a maintenance.
This is the next step on anyway.
Right. So taking it a step further, as you said, if you want to run chat and have meetings, you would opt for what?
Well, it depends on who your meetings are with. If they're all internal meetings and you're all on the same network, or your users are VPN'd into your network, then I would say, yeah, again, you could do this, add a new server and put in the same time 8.5 meeting server. But if you're doing meetings with customers and you want to be able to do things like maybe take control of their screen or maybe do audio and video and things with them, video, for example, won't work through a NAT firewall in same time 8.5. So there's some things like that you need to take into account on who the audience is. So it's not really a straight answer of do this or do this. It depends on the customer and how they use it. But I think for some customers, it might be an option to say, okay, let's look at using hosted meetings like Same Time Unite, WebEx, GoToMeeting, those kinds of services, or Lotus Live or whatever it's called now. For those services, instead of doing them in-house, it might be a good opportunity to look at that.
And the meeting stuff, you mentioned NATing and firewalls. I remember something during the same time install about tunneling.
That's still there for same time 8.0. For same time 8.5, then you can install edge servers and things like that, WebSphere edge servers to tunnel traffic and stuff throughout the company. There are some things, though, that right now in same time 8.5 actually won't work through firewalls because they don't have a reflector yet. So an example of that would be the built-in same-time video. Same-time video won't work through a NAT firewall. So if you're all on the same subnet or in the same kind of network through a VPN, then you should be fine. But if you're on if you work from home and you're not VPN'd into your organization, even if they have that server in a DMZ, you're not going to be able to do video with somebody else because of the NAT firewall that most of us have at home. So, again, for meetings internally, like, you know, IBM, they probably find it great because they're all VPN, they're all on the same network. It probably works great for them. But for a lot of companies, I think, especially small and medium companies, I think they're going to find it a little more difficult than previously. You two are very quiet this evening.
No, you know, Carl, this is you went on a whirlwind journey of 8.5 here, and it's been very comprehensive and very, you know, complete.
You're silenced.
No, I'm just thinking about shops I know and how this is going to affect them.
I use an example of you know, my company, where currently I actually have my same time server in the DMZ, and I have it on a hosted box, so I can use it. I can connect to it through the firewall for same time I am, and I can actually connect to it obviously for meetings. And when I use it with customers, they can attend the server, and you know, it's out there. So their firewall, you know, has to navigate through things like that. But with same time 8.5, you know, I have to purchase at least one more additional hosted server to be able to do similar stuff. And, you know, and that doubles my cost of running this same time server. So I look at it and I'm like, well, I can now justify going to a hosted solution provided by somebody else for my same time meetings for a company my size of like 8-9 employees. So there's some calculations, I think, that are going to be, you know, done by users. And I think there's going to be a lot of comparisons companies making between Lotus Live, WebEx, GoToMeeting, DimDum or DimDim, whatever its name is, and things like that.
UC2 Ready,
which is Unified Communications Squared Ready, right?
Right.
Which is the old IBM thing from last year. But no, well, I mean, at Lotusphere, or just before Lotusphere, Epelio and the Turtle Partnership, which many of you probably know as Gabriella Davis and Tim Davis and Mike Smith and those folks, will be announcing a new consulting offering we have, which is UC2 Ready. And that's basically where we can come in, evaluate your existing same-time infrastructure. We can kind of do some of the things I've just been discussing here, where we figure out what version of same-time makes sense to you, whether your hardware is adequate, whether your network's adequate, what features you can expect to benefit from, which you know, things your business goals really fit well with and which ones maybe they don't. And we can come in and do a full evaluation report for you. And then if you choose to, you can involve us with UC2 Deploy, where we actually deploy your UC squared solutions. And so, you know, Epilio and the Turtle Partnership, we've been doing same time, well, for years and years and years. You know, we lecture at conferences, we work with customers, we develop solutions, we've written telephony solutions for customers, things like that. And we have a lot of experience with this, and we've been involved in the same time 85 beta since the early stages and things. And you can see both of us at Lotusphere. I know Gabriella's presenting, I'm presenting.
Hey, hold on a second. We just said in the chat, let's talk about Lotusphere, and then we were going to ask you, Carl, to talk about Lotusphere. Well, but no, there you go. There you go.
This is why we don't ask questions.
I thought this was my teleprompter.
Okay.
I thought this is you telling me to talk about this subject.
Okay.
It's like earlier you said, hey, Carl, now talk about meetings. Hey, Carl, now my head hurts. So I'm reading this teleprompter, and I'm like, well, I've got to do a segue from that subject to this subject now. If you want it, don't put it in the teleprompter thing and just ask it.
Okay.
That's why I figure you like shiny monkeys. Oh, look, a squirrel. Sorry, I'm just reading the teleprompter.
Do not read what I just wrote.
If anybody wants to know what Bruce said, they should look for a Divinyls top hit from about 1987.
So, Carl, where can people see you at Lotusphere besides you buying them free drinks at the Dolphin Bar?
Dolphin Bar? I'll be at your Bold event. I'll also be at Monday night. I'll be at that English event.
You have to have a British accent, though, Carl.
I'm going to work at it because I keep getting picked on about that. So I will pronounce my T's in the middle of the words much better. So I'll be at that event, Epilio. We're sponsoring some beers there. So feel free to come and
pretend.
That's
at the Big River Brewery on Monday at 8 p.m.?
8 to 10, I think. Yeah. And actually, anybody that goes there has to speak with an English accent to get in. And this is how you can speak with an English accent straight away, especially if you're American. All you have to do is pronounce your T's. So when you ask for a glass of water, you actually want a glass of water. And if you change, Americans have this habit of changing T's, and I'm sure I do it now, to R's and D's when they fall in the middle of words. So it would be butter instead of butter. So all you've got to do is pronounce your T's and pronounce all the letters in the word and try and use complete sentences.
Okay. What about
and
sessions,
then we'll
Carl?
In.
You are speaking?
I actually have a VMware session, BP102, which is my Develop Virtually with VMware, which I think this is the fourth or fifth year I've given a session like this. None of my same time sessions were accepted, which actually is fine because, you know, I would have to create lots of new content for that. But I will be showing, you know, all the old versions of notes and things in that VMware session, showing them working together, that kind of thing, and showing how you can have different server versions running using VMware. So it's actually a pretty useful session if you've never used VMware before. So I'll be there. I get in on Friday, leave on Thursday. I'll be around. I only have that one session. So if you see me and you want to ask me a question, say hello.
Will you be the blue man again, Carl?
I will not. I have all my hair this year. I didn't do any stupid, silly it wasn't stupid. It was a good sponsorship thing. But I wasn't stupid enough to volunteer to get my head shaved if somebody raised money. So I do need a haircut, but it won't be that severe. I can't handle the hassle from security again.
Since we're not typing anything in your teleprompter, Julian, any other questions for Mr. Tyler regarding same time 8. Never mind.
No, Bruce, I don't have any more questions.
Yeah, Carl, I don't think that's the way to talk British.
No, it is. Okay. But same time, you have to. Same time is a tough one because it isn't an RD letter. But water, butter, there's lots of words, honestly.
Escalator.
Well, obviously you have to say aluminium.
All right.
I want to hear your attempt at that one, Bruce.
No way. Carl, Any other goodness you want to give out about same time 8.5? Same time.
Try it out. For some people, this is going to be great. You know, for IBM, it works great. We've seen people like Darren Adams say how great it is. And there are some really nice things in this version. I'll just say that, you know, 2 years ago, I taught everybody to start learning WebSphere. Now's the time you're going to wish you'd followed that advice. But what you should do is grab a couple of boxes, try it out, or grab a really big box and install VMware or, you know, something along those lines, and just try it out if you can. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, I think, in the next few weeks, people's opinions, you know, comparing what's being said and what people experience, how people get on with the install, things like that. It does get easier the more times you do it, but there are times that you just think, what are IBM thinking? You know, you feel like you're running the same install over and over again, and then you go run a batch file or edit a registry file, and you just think, you shouldn't have to do that in this day and age. That sort of stuff's what we were doing 15 years ago. We shouldn't be doing it anymore. So, but more people that tell IBM that, the more likely they are to fix it.
All right, Carl, have you noticed we haven't typed anything in the teleprompter?
I also noticed you weren't saying anything.
Well, we're done with you. We're done with same time 8.5 today. Julian, nothing else?
No, nothing else. I've actually been installing it as Carl has been talking.
Did I talk for a whole 2.5 hours?
No, it's only an hour, Carl.
Oh, so you're about a quarter of the way through.
Yeah. And just remember, if all else fails, there's an Ed Brill for that too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Carl, thanks again. Apelio and the Turtle Partnership will look for that announcement, even though you said it now. And again, look for Carl at Lotusphere. Julian, you have a couple sessions too, right?
Yep. Yeah, I have a session on iPhone application development, and it's not the only iPhone session either. Tim Davis also has one, speaking of the Turtle Partnership, and he's got a show and tell, so he'll probably have even more information than I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm also doing a show and tell, though, with Rob McDonough, and it is on importing and exporting data in Notes. So it has some of the charting and graphing things we've done before for people that haven't seen that. And then it's got several new things in it as well in terms of generating PDFs and some other integration bits and pieces we haven't talked about before. And it goes very in-depth because it's show and tell. Mm-hmm. Bruce, how about you, since we were so rude as to not ask you?
I am co-presenting with Tim Pequay from Epic Aviation. A session BP205 called "I Am a Programmer, Not a Firefighter." And
I thought it was going to be "I Am a Programmer, Get Me Out of Here," something like that.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's targeted at all those people who are the one or two person note shop who do all of the programming, all of the administration, all the support, all that other kind of stuff. Should be a lot of fun. Plus, it's Tim's first time speaking, so be nice to him, everybody. So, Carl, now you're giving me stuff in the teleprompter.
Don't click the links.
So just another thing, too. The Turtle Partnership just released an iPhone application for the Lotusphere session stuff right on the App Store, and I think it's called LS Info. Is that what it's called?
Hold on. I actually loaded it up today. Let me pull out my phone and take a look because it's on here. And what's neat about it, it's called LS Mobile.
Oh, LS Mobile. I'm thinking about your OpenLog LS Info. Never mind.
Right. So LS Mobile, which is all one word. And it's neat because what it does is it actually stores all the information locally on your iPhone. So you don't necessarily have to be connected, although there's a refresh button and you can press refresh and download the latest session information from Ben Lang-Henrichs' hosted database and then have that information local on your phone.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. It's got a search feature where you can type any word, like Lotus Script, like X Pages, and it'll show you all the sessions that contain that word. All right, Carl, we're done with you because I hear you typing on the teleprompter. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in to episode 103. This will be the final episode for 2009. We look forward to bringing more episodes to you in 2010 and at Lotusphere. So, Carl from Apelio, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Robichaud?
Yes, happy holidays to everyone. And Carl, we appreciate you coming on the podcast.
You are very welcome.
All right. Have a good holiday season. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and all that other kind of stuff. And happy New Year, everybody.